This audio feature is a free service of WPSU-FM. Support it by becoming a member today at WPSU.org.
Hello, I'm Joe Anuta with your Central Pennsylvania Science News Roundup. Do you have trouble finding photos online? That's probably because many images on the web don't have a caption, called a tag in computer jargon, so they don't show up on search engines. But finding images may become easier now that researchers at Penn State University Park have trained a computer to recognize pictures and add the tag for you. James Wong, an associate professor in the College of Information Sciences and Technology, says that for now, the computer only has the intelligence of a child.
10 years down the road, you know, this technology can eventually fly, you know, and the intelligence level can be increased from a 3-year-old child to maybe a 20-year-old adult.
Wong presented his research at the International Conference on Multimedia in Santa Barbara, California, last week. The psychological impacts of torture may be permanent, according to Penn State University Park psychologist William Ray. Ray collaborated with researchers at the University of Konstanz in Germany on a study that suggests torture permanently alters a victim's brain after the initial trauma. The consequences last a lifetime. The research was published in the latest edition of Psychological Science. In health news, Governor Ed Rendell announced a new campaign against smokeless tobacco last week. Judy Oakes, director of the Division of Tobacco Prevention and Control for the Pennsylvania Department of Health, explains the main reason for the drive.
Two of the largest cigarette manufacturing companies have introduced a spitless chew tobacco.
The campaign is geared towards teens who chew more than adults. Finally, good news for the seabird called the piping plover. The endangered sandpiper usually passes through the beaches of Presque Isle State Park, but it hasn't nested there since the 1950s. Well, a pair of birds was spotted nesting there in the summer of 2005, and now the Pennsylvania Game Commission has announced a new project to help the birds settle in. That's the Central Pennsylvania Science News Roundup for WPSU. I'm Joe Anuta.